The mission of Stoughton Hospital is to provide safe, quality health care with exceptional personalized service. We want to be your trusted resource for health information. It's time for Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. Here's Melanie Cole.
When you walk in to a doctor's office, are you not really sure what kind of doctor you're visiting? And does it even matter to you? Of course it matters. What do you want to know about your physician so that you can be your own best health advocate? And that's what's so important in today's health society. My guest today is Dr. Robert Terbrack. He's a doctor of osteopathy at Stoughton Dean Family Medicine Clinic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Terbrack. So tell us a little bit about the difference between an osteopathic doctor and an MD. What is the difference in training, in belief system? Tell us about it.
Sure, and thank you very much for having me on the show. A lot of people just assume that all doctors, when you see your doctor, is an MD, and that is not, in fact, true. There are a lot of doctors out there that are DOs, or doctor of osteopathy, as you mentioned. And as opposed to people who think that maybe they're more like a chiropractor or not certified to practice medicine, we in fact do all of the exact same training as an MD. We do a little bit of extra or additional training in the musculoskeletal system. So the main difference is that in our training, which is still a four-year medical school, we do all the same classes on physiology and anatomy and pharmacology, but we do about an extra 150 hours in the musculoskeletal system and on osteopathic medicine or osteopathic manipulative medicine. That's kind of the difference there, in that we are the same as MDs, but we do a little bit of an extra class. We are also kind of known for our more holistic approach, and that we're trying to not just treat the symptom, but we try and treat the whole body as a whole.
So MDs notoriously have not been given exercise physiology classes, in my opinion, and nutrition enough to really be able to relate with what people are looking for today. I think that landscape is changing now. What is it like for a DO in school? Are you getting those kinds of classes that show that profound effect?
We definitely are. So when you see a DO, you're entering into a partnership that basically is going to consider all aspects of your life. So we don't just consider the medications that you're currently on, your current medical diagnoses, but we kind of look at your diet, your exercise, your attitude, your compliance. We kind of intimately relate everything to your health, so that way it's a patient-centered approach. It's not just, this is my knee pain, what do you want to do about it? It's, you know, you have a knee pain. Is it maybe your ankle that's bothering you? Is it your hip that's bothering you? Are you walking differently because of that pain? Are you eating healthily enough to get your blood flowing the right way? So whatever is wrong with the body, instead of just treating that symptom, we try to put it all together and figure out what the main thing going on is. So not just treating one symptom, but treating the whole body instead.
Why do you think people are hesitant to see a DO over an MD?
Because they're not as common. There are many, many, many DOs or MD schools, and MDs have been around for a long time. And the misnomer is that DOs are brand new. But in fact, osteopathy started in 1874 by the first osteopathic doctor, who was an MD. But his name was Andrew Still, or A.T. Still. He had three different children back in the mid to late 1800s who died of meningitis. And he realized, you know what, there's something going on that our current medication is not treating this. We have to look at something else. So he tried to find some of the maybe unorthodox medical practices to see if there was something else that could fix this. So MDs have been around a long time. You can go to any state and find a bunch of medical schools, and most of them are MD schools. However, in the last, I'd say about 5 years, the DO schools are definitely becoming much more prominent. There are now 40 of them in the United States, whereas only 5 years ago there were around 30. And DOs are licensed in all 50 states, more than 65 countries. They're certified in every medical specialty. So another misnomer is that DOs only do primary care or family practice. But there are DOs who do neurosurgery. There are DOs who do, you know, brain surgery, their lungs, anything, pulmonary. They're quite a few famous or prominent DOs as well, in that the personal physicians of Richard Nixon, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, they were DOs. A lot of the team physicians for a lot of sports teams, the NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, a lot of those are DOs as well. So there are a lot more DOs out there than people realize. They just may see doctor in front of the name and may not notice the DO or the MD afterwards.
I can certainly hear your passion for it. What a wonderful field you're in. Can DOs prescribe medication?
Yes, DOs can prescribe medication, physical therapy, anything that an MD can do, a DO can do, with the added benefit of the musculoskeletal training. So what I usually tell patients is we do all the same training. We do an extra class as opposed to the MDs. The difference is in our approach and how we look at a more holistic view. And we also can do basically somewhat what chiropractors can do, what massage therapists can do, what physical therapists can do as well, instead of just prescribing and treating.
So you mentioned that typically people think of DOs as being in family medicine, and you said that you can do so many different types. What about like pediatrics and obstetrics and gynecology? Are there DOs delivering babies and being like a gynecologist? And then what would you call them? Are they still a doctor of osteopathy, or are they now with a specialty in gynecology and obstetrics? How is it actually kind of referred to?
Sure. Yep. Nope. A DO is a DO, just like an MD is an MD. So there are DOs in every single specialty in medicine, whether it's obstetrics, pulmonology, cardiology, surgery. We deliver babies, we perform surgeries, and you're a doctor, you're a physician, you're a DO. The osteopathic or osteopathy, people think of bones or primary care, but there are many specialties. There, until actually this year right now, we have had our own separate residencies. So you go to 4 years of medical school, then you go into your residency, which is 1 year of internship, and then, depending on your specialty, a few years of residency. They have always been separate, where there was a DO residency and there were MD residencies. The current legislation is trying to make it where they are combined, where it will be a combined residency, where MDs and DOs will do all their practicing after medical school together, and DOs will still have a separate kind of training area for our osteopathic manipulation, but otherwise the training is going to start being the same, I believe, as of right now, as current as next year.
People here... osteopath, and then they hear naturopath. What is the difference between a naturopathic physician and an osteopathic physician?
Sure. So a naturopathic physician tends to lean similarly in a holistic approach on getting the body to do what it needs to do in the natural way without trying to avoid excess medications, trying to avoid anything into the body that isn't a natural thing. Osteopathic, again, still holistic view, overall well-being approach, but we will prescribe medications. We will prescribe, you know, things that pharmacologics that may help. It's just not specifically just natural only, you know, herbal. We still do herbal medications. We still talk about vitamins, and we actually have classes on those, but we don't stick strictly to those as much as a naturopathic tends to lean more that way.
Are there differences where you can work? Are certain hospitals leaning towards an MD? Because it's even tougher to get into some of the osteopathic schools, isn't it, Dr. Terbrek, because there's fewer of them?
Correct. There are fewer of them, so it can be tougher to get in. And until recently, there were not as many DOs outside of the Midwest. The Midwest is very osteopathic friendly in that there are a few medical schools, one in Michigan, one in Illinois, a couple in Ohio and Pennsylvania. But other than those, there were not many. So the Midwest was very DO friendly. However, the West, the South, they didn't have DO schools. So if you tried to get a job, they thought you weren't a real doctor or a medical doctor with an accurate degree. Now that there are medical schools in California, in New Mexico, in Alabama, in Florida, all over, in Iowa, in the plains, everywhere, now you can find DOs in every single state, which is nice.
That's nice. And you knew I'm going to ask this next question. Does insurance recognize DOs as they do MD, and does it cover services that you would provide basically just the same?
Correct, yes. Everything is the exact same. Insurances cover a DO just as much as an MD, as we are accredited medical doctors, just with different letters. And I'm pretty sure just about every insurance will also cover osteopathic manipulation. It is a procedure, so it's a little bit different. It's kind of like what a chiropractor can do. It's a more hands-on approach to where we try and regulate the body systems using our hands. We try to get your blood flowing better, get your lymph flowing better, or your infection, you know, out of your system different ways without just relying strictly on medications. And insurance has covered that as well.
That's amazing. What a great field of medicine you're in. And just the last minute, Dr. Terbrek, please give us your best advice as a breakdown or a wrap-up on the difference between an MD and a DO and why listeners should want to come see a DO at Stoughton Dean Clinic.
Sure. Well, whereas all doctors hope for the best and the well-being of their patients, the one benefit of seeing a DO as opposed to an MD is just a little bit of extra training that we have in the musculoskeletal system and a little bit of our holistic approach to the body. We don't just treat symptoms. We try to treat the whole body. We believe that a patient's wellness is established by preventative medicine, by eating healthy, by keeping fit. So by working with a patient to take care of their entire life, to make sure they're working on diet, exercise, attitude, compliance. As a DO, as an osteopathic physician, we want to have a patient-centered approach to healthcare. We want to take the patient's life and what they do well into account instead of just prescribing medications, instead of just treating just that one symptom that's bringing them to the doctor.
That is just great. Thank you so much for clearing that up for us. I feel that a lot of people have questions about that, and you really stated it so beautifully. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. And for more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.